Welcome to the Buddha Center Online. We're here at the Pan American Convention in Mexico at Chintamani. I'm Viri Lila, and I'm here with Sada Jyoti. We've been doing Buddhist Voices all week, the podcasts that have been featured on the Buddha Center Online, and really happy to be here with you because you're one of the co-creators of Chintamani. And when I first came here, I was just overwhelmed by the beauty, and I continue to be so. So I'm wondering if you can just talk a little bit about building this beautiful Pure Land.
Yes, sure. It's my pleasure to be talking to you, Viri Lila, in this order convention that has been fantastic. We have people from the United States, people from Canada, people from Mexico, and somebody from Spain, from the UK, and also from Brazil. So it's been a very well-attended convention. It's been fantastic. And, you know, to have Chintamani host this kind of activities is like a dream for me, really. You know, we started Chintamani, my partner at the time, Gisela, my partner and I. It was 2004 when we bought the land. And our idea at first was to, well, to eventually, you know, I am an academic. I work in the University of Mexico City. And I was hoping I could leave my job and do, you know, dedicate my time to the Dharma and to build the Sangha. And I thought that perhaps having a retreat center would give me some, you know, some livelihood that I could, some money that I could depend on, and then use my time in that way, you know. But of course, as time started passing, the plans started changing, and little by little, we started to think of creating like a team project that was part of the Triratna movement in Mexico. And that has been our dream for the last, perhaps the last 7 years. And we have been trying to make that dream come true little by little. And so what we have here at the moment is like 3.5 hectares of land that we purchased in 2004. And then we started setting the layout of what we wanted to have in this piece of land, and little by little building it. So I think by now, I would think it's finished. I don't think there's anything else that needs to be done. But, I mean, it needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of maintenance. We have 16 bedrooms. We can fit in all 50 people. We have the Gompa, which is the meditation hall that is really lovely. I think the way it came out is it was very surprising, you know, how the acoustics inside the Gompa are so fantastic. I don't know how that happened, you know. And the kind of circular shape that it has works very well. And so, you know, everything is running very well, and everything is very enjoyable. And we have a lot of order activities and Mitra retreats and retreats from the different Buddhist centers here in Mexico. And also we have to rent it out to other sanghas and other communities during the weekends that we are not using it, no? Because then we have a bit of money coming in that we can use for the maintenance and for the salaries and all that.
So there's a lot of questions that I want to ask you, but the first one I want to ask about is all the attention to detail. So there's like these little stone inscriptions, as it were, in the pathways that are really beautiful. I'm wondering how those came into being.
Different bits came into being in a different way. Now, for example, the one in the swimming pool, it's the syllable hum. We gave the drawing to the construction worker that was doing the work on that piece of terrace. And, well, that's the way it came out. As you can see, it's a very long syllable. It came out not the way we wanted. But in that case, it was definite that we wanted to have that there, no? And the other bits have been appearing little by little. For example, the stupa, it wasn't in the plans originally. And eventually we thought of a stupa. And then we designed that stupa. We designed it, you know. And it's just like a Mexican-style stupa, really, because it's not a traditional stupa, no? But it has all the characteristics of a stupa, so it works very well as a stupa. And that came out as an idea later on, no? For example, in the shrine room, I don't know if you noticed that if you look up, we have a Dharma chakra. We have a wheel with eight rays. So it is the wheel of the Dharma. the Noble Eightfold Path. And that was completely by chance. We didn't plan it. Mm. When we looked up, it just appeared, you know, it was there already. It was part of the form of the construction that ended up taking that shape. So that was incredible.
Yeah. I think that is incredible. And it is just like the magic that I feel here.
Exactly.
That every time I turn, I see something quite beautiful. Uh-huh. And it's interesting to learn that that wasn't planned, but then it still
rose.
It wasn't
planned, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And for example, that palapa over there, mm-hmm. well, originally it is a cistern, you know. Mm. It is a block of cement that is there to gather water. And it was originally just, you know, there, this block of cement. Somebody gave us the idea, you know, why don't you have like a little terrace here? And then we covered it up, and then we are gathering water, rainwater in that roof. And then once it was already paved, we thought, oh, why don't we make some little shapes here with a lotus and a vajra? And then we gave the drawings to the construction worker, and then he copied the drawings on the cement, and the vajra came out, and the lotus and all that, no? So
it's great.
It's been very adventurous, really.
That's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about sanghas in the region, because you mentioned that there's different Buddhist groups within Tri Ratna that come here on retreat. Have you noticed that it's like of benefit to the local region?
Oh, yes, of course.
Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, there's three Buddhist centers in Mexico. One is in Querétaro, and it's a relatively young Buddhist center. It's been there for about 3 years. The other one is in Cuernavaca, and that is where I am involved. And that one is also quite young. It's 2 years and a half. And, well, the Cuernavaca Buddhist Center has done several retreats here in Chintamani. And then there's the Mexico City Buddhist Center, which is actually divided in two buildings, one in one neighborhood, in La Roma, and the other one in Coyoacán. And the Buddhist Center in Mexico City, it has used Chintamani a lot during the first years. But recently, they are exploring other retreat centers as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the GFR retreats, at least all the women GFR retreats, happen in Chintamani. Mm. And some of the men GFR retreats also happen in Chintamani. Mm. So I think, yes, it is supporting the development of the Sangha and the depth of practice of many people. I think it's working well in that sense.
Great. And then you mentioned Mitras, and our team, our cooks, are from the Mitra Sangha, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So are you creating a space for Sangha to come in all different ways?
Exactly, yes.
So the team that's
actually, the team is an interesting mixture, because the gardeners and some of the cooks and the cleaners are local people.
Right.
So we have hired them, and we have been giving them a job, and they have participated in the project, you know, wholeheartedly and very, you know, enthusiastically, no? Mm. And the other part of the team is the Mitras. It's, Gis and Vanessa and Lupita and sometimes Aurea and Diana. They are all GFR Mitras. Mm. So they come to Chintamani every weekend, and they are behind the, you know, behind the scenes doing all the work that needs to be done, and the attention and the dialogue with the people on retreat, no?
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
really, really good.
You know, the importance of Chintamani for order events, I think it's also something we would like to keep going, and we would like to highlight. Like, for example, this convention here. Mm. I don't know how you've been feeling at the convention, but I think people are enchanted, aren't they?
Yes, I feel very enchanted. Like I said, that's that feeling of really being overwhelmed by beauty.
Uh-huh.
It's not just the natural environment, but I think the care and the synergy, and what we were just talking about with the local people working here, and the Mitra team helping to support, and coming on retreat themselves at other times, that there's just there's a beauty manifesting here that is... Like I said, it's somewhat overwhelming to me. I haven't been in conditions like this before, so I'm really appreciative of the opportunity to come here for the order convention.
Yes. And I think there are many retreat centers in Mexico, but most of them are Catholic or of some Christian sort. No, I remember when I first joined the Sangha, we used to rent some place here near Cuernavaca for our retreats, and there were all the Catholic symbols that you have in a retreat center, no? And there are very few places that have a different flavor. And I think Chintamani has that flavor, you know. It's a totally Buddhist place. We have tankas, we have a stupa, we have Buddha symbols in different places. Mm. And we have, you know, a picture of our teacher Sangharakshita in the living room. So it's very obviously a Triratna place. Mm. It has all these symbols. And I think what people enjoy when they come here is that they can see that. They can see the value of having a Triratna atmosphere. So it's like our own house, our own place. Mm. And to have our activities here is, well, it's what should be happening, isn't it? It's like, it feels very fit. Mm. And I think all of that comes into place very neatly when, precisely in activities like this one, the older convention, and attended by mitras, you know, it's like a dream come true for me, really. Mm-hmm. I hope it can remain for the generations to come in the Triratna movement here in Mexico, and why not for the Americas, you know,
it's world.
For the world. Of course, sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. And you can subscribe to our podcast on the Buddhist Center online. You can listen right on SoundCloud, or you can go to the homepage on thebuddhistcenter.com and click on the iTunes or the Audio Boom links there to get connected. So thank you.